live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Yes, I did come back. Imagine that. Thanks to Gregory Scott and Sanford Cohen for filling in for me last week. Had a fantastic time in Washington State and British Columbia. If Vancouver is not the most beautiful city in the Western Hemisphere, I don't know what is. Just an amazing place to visit. Can't wait to go back. Well, anyway, the important thing is we've got some great guests for you today. We're going to open up with our old friend Charlotte Mortimer. She's here with a whole bunch of exciting things coming up at Mortimer Farms in Dewey. And then we'll chat with Danny Fisher from Coyote Studios at Robert Road and Spouse. They've got some exciting classes. Clay classes, things like this, kids, adults, the whole bit. And then at the bottom of the hour, after the news with Link, we're going to hear my interview with Danielle Town. She and her father, Phil, have written a really fascinating book. It's called Invested, How Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger Taught Me to Master My Mind, My Emotions, and My Money with a Little Help from My Dad. So, with a title like that, how can you possibly resist? Hey, you know, the Tuesday Night Classic Series continues tomorrow at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Grease is the word. Yes, the John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John Classic returns to the big screen tomorrow at 7 o'clock. It's only $5. And you can see that at the Harkins. If you can't make it tomorrow night, keep in mind that Grease is coming back to the big screen on July 11th as part of the summer movie series at the Elks Theater. In fact, the Elks on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. has a movie series this summer coming up this Wednesday. It's the Disney film Moana. Next week on Wednesday, it's Back to the Future. June 20th, Guardians of the Galaxy. Tombstone on June 27th. Just part of the great classic movie series coming to the Elks Theater. So we've got Charla just around the corner to tell us what's going on down on the farm on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live you know where in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Folks, Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. It's already spring and summer be here before you know it. Seems like just yesterday I was watching the grandsons Adam and Ted throw a baseball at Gettle's family picnics. Now, they're all grown up carrying on the tradition of keeping folks cool on those hot summer days and warm on those chilly spring nights. Hard to believe they've been at it for over 30 years. They take care of plumbing problems, too.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
I'm so proud of these boys. Guess they were listening to Grandpa after all. You really ought to give them a call. 772-2751 and we thank you kindly.
Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 306. Always nice to have a friend in the studio. Certainly the case today, Charlotte Mortimer is here. This is a busy time for you down on the farm, isn't it?
It is. You know, we're doing all of our planting and getting everything ready going and all the planning figured out for all of our activities and events and produce that's coming out all summer long. So it has been very busy, but going really well.
And you brought along with you this troublemaking lady, Jean Lupa.
Hello, everybody.
Boy, oh boy.
Have a things, blast from the past.
Oh, goodness gracious, have things taken a turn for the dark side here.
Oh.
Great to have Jean Lupa with us. We got to have, see, when Jean's on the show, Charlotte, we got to convert to a 7-second delay. That's what we, so let me take a second. Let me take a second to do that.
No, I think we're safe now. When I'm with Charla, okay, there's mm-hmm. no need for, well, yes, there is.
Yeah.
I guess there is, because I do all the bad stuff for Charla because she can't, because she's too sweet.
Come on.
And I'm here because I was threatened with death. Mm-hmm. That even though I retired from the radio station, mm-hmm. I have not retired as a volunteer from Mortimer Farms.
We need her.
So what we're doing here, we're segueing from barnyard humor to the barn dance.
There you go.
So tell us, how was that? Pretty good, huh?
That was quite a segment.
That was pretty good.
DJ.
So tell us about the barn dance.
So kind of fun thing, brand new at the farm for the whole summer. We're going to be doing a barn dance every Friday night. It's just going to be hang out and enjoy great country music, and we got lots of good food there and going to just have a lot of fun. So everybody show up at the farm on Friday evenings at the barn for mm-hmm. our barn dance.
Jean?
And I would like to segue in where the barn dance is being held, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte decided to surprise me this summer. And so she blindfolded me, took me out to the farm, and took me to what was the old 4-7 barn where we had the original pumpkin festivals, okay?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where we had the bakery in the back and all that good stuff. And now it's all enclosed, so it's more of an event center, okay? And it can seat up to 300 people, plus a dance floor, plus a stage. So if anyone wants to have a barn dance, anyone wants to have a meeting.
Or a wedding.
Family reunion.
Family reunion,
sure.
And they even have, what was the bakery area, has now been converted into the bride's room.
Oh, nice.
So that the bride can get ready there, and then they mm-hmm. open the barn doors, and the bride and groom walk in, and it's just so beautiful. I want to get married.
Again?
Okay, third time's the charm.
Okay, what the heck? After 40 years, the itch scratches again, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Hi, Joe. So, you've also got the Berry Festival coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our very first Berry Festival, last year we planted strawberries and blackberries. Mm-hmm. This year we are harvesting strawberries already, and blackberries will be ready in July. But we thought, okay, we've got berries, we have to have a Berry Festival. So that's mm-hmm. what we're doing for June 23rd and 24th, which is coming up here fast.
It's 2 weeks away, babe.
I can't even believe it. That's crazy.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
I got to get off the couch and go back to work.
Oh, yeah. You've been on the couch.
No, that's me.
Believe me, we know better, Charlotte. Tell us how many members of your family are involved in this busy, busy summer at the farm.
You know, there's Gary and myself and then the kids. Mm-hmm. And so we, family-wise, that's who's involved there. And then, of course, we've got a lot of adopted family from Jean Lupa and all kinds of great staff that really help us out with all the day-to-day stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's great. We just love it and just keep working hard every day to make all these things happen and love having families come out and enjoy and experience it.
I was driving back from vacation just the other night. We passed your farm. And the first thing that came to mind was, how long before the sweet corn?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. How long? It'll be here almost right around the corner, the 1st of July, early July, mm-hmm. we'll have our sweet corn. We were out there walking the fields just a couple days ago, and it's tasseling already, which is the first step of actually making mm-hmm. the corn itself. So,
but is it as high as an elephant's eye?
No, sweet corn never gets as high as an elephant's eye.
Somebody needs to rewrite a song for Oklahoma.
That's the field corn, and it does get as high as an elephant's eye. You remember when you're walking through the corn maze, it is way tall. But yeah, sweet corn is actually interesting. It only gets about 3.5 feet tall, full grown. So it's a shorter plant, and it puts all of that energy into the fruit itself. So
you were talking about walking the farm. Give me a rough idea what it takes to determine how and what and where to plant. That's got to take months in the planting.
It does. Well, and some of it is kind of predictated because we rotate our crops every mm-hmm. year. And so if, you know, we have kind of a schedule of what's going to be in which field, and we just rotate them through on those main crops, mm-hmm. the corn, the sweet corn, the field corn, the haze, those kinds of the different grains that we grow, we just rotate them through all the different fields. The garden is a little bit more challenging because it's a lot smaller of a space, but you have to actually do more rotation within it. You know, peppers and tomatoes can't go side by side, and they can't mm-hmm. go one right after the other. So it takes a little bit more finagling to get all those rows figured out and organized so that everything's in a good spot and getting that rotation through.
Do you have to do different things with the soil? Refresh the soil, enrich the soil in any way when you change crops?
We do. Well, and a lot of that we actually do by the crop themselves. So, like, we plant beans, which puts nitrogen back into the soil, and then alfalfa does the same thing. It actually mm-hmm. collects nitrogen and adds that to the soil. So a lot of that we just do through the rotation itself that helps to enrich the soils.
Mm-hmm. You may have heard me talking about my vacation I was on last week. We were in the Pacific Northwest, where it rains 155 days a year.
Oh, and wouldn't that be nice?
Could we get
some?
the last day, it was picture postcard perfect.
You didn't bring it
perfect.
Home? What are you thinking?
No, we lucked out because it was picture postcard until the very last day. The last day, boy, did it ever rain. And I remember telling my partner as we were driving through the rain and the snow, by the way. Uh-huh. We were up by Mount Rainier, so it was snowing on us. And I'm thinking, I wish we could take this back with us to Arizona. How in the world are you able to cope? When was the last time we had a significant rain here?
Yeah, we've had 1.25 inches at the farm in the ranch since the end of August, and that is just
an inch and a quarter
total, and that was over, I think that was three different storms that we got a little bit, and tell you what, that's not enough rain to grow the grasses and to take care of the livestock that we've got. So we're doing a lot of supplementation right now. We're actually hauling water for the livestock.
I'm not surprised.
We haul about 3 hours a day, making sure that the cattle all get enough water. We are reducing, you know, just trying to reduce that impact that they're having to the natural vegetation that's there, because there's not enough there that's available for them.
The reason
I
ask
was supplementing a lot every day.
When I was in Central California in February, we found out that all the almond farms they mm-hmm. have there, you know, it's a big, it really drinks a lot of water. Mm-hmm. They told us it takes between 1 quart and 2 quarts of water for a single nut.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going like, how in the world, with the price of water in certain areas like California,
right.
how can you keep growing almonds and things like this? But you have to be real careful with what you grow to make sure that it matches your natural resources and what you can do for it, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And the other thing that we've done at the farm is we're converting from flood irrigation to drip irrigation. And it's actually a subterranean, so it goes underneath of the plant. It waters from right there at the root system. And that helps a ton. We're using about 20% the amount of water that we were using with flood irrigation by doing that, mm-hmm. that system. And so that's a huge difference in the amount of resources that we're needing to take care of the land and the plants. But mm-hmm. regardless, we need rain. So we're all praying for rain. Let's bring it on.
Do visitors to the farm ever ask you how for gardening tips?
Oh, all the time.
For their own crops at home?
Yeah, all the time.
No
they
kidding.
Come in and that's great. I'm happy to tell them what we do and how we do it and help people to be successful with that. I mean, you see at the nursery, that's all we ever do is talk about you know, how to plant and what to do to take care of your plants to make
I have a question for you once we get done with recording after this regarding one of my plants.
I'll remind you.
Thank you.
Now, the Berry Festival is coming up when?
June 23rd and 24th. It's going to be here before we know it. It's a Friday, Saturday, and it's going to be, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to have games and activities and hay rides and go out into the berry fields, and you can pick your berries. We're going to have a lunch is included with the admission.
Oh, nice.
And so you'll be able to eat while you're there.
What
and
is the lunch? Do you know?
It's going to be, it's pork. We're going to do a berry sauce on it. So it's kind of, everything kind of ties into the berries. We're going to do a strawberry salad that goes with it, and then we're going to do a berry dessert. So it's going to be berry fun.
Berry fun. I knew that was coming.
And berry delicious.
Berry
saw
delicious.
That, saw that coming my way, didn't we? You know, we also visited the Butchart Gardens in Victoria.
Oh, that's a beautiful
place.
Oh,
isn't it an incredible place? And they had something like 40 or 50 college students interning there during the summer. Do you get a lot of interest from ag students who want to do things at the farm?
You know, I never have. I would love to do it. I would to do it, but I've never have had anybody that's...
The Extension Service hasn't contacted you or anything?
No, and I need to get a hold of them and see what we can do, because I think that'd be a great
resource. It'd be a win-win
there
for you and them.
And help them to learn about agriculture, but also help us to get the stuff done at the farm that we need to.
Sure.
So thank you for the thought. I will definitely follow up on that.
And right now you're harvesting what?
Right now we're harvesting lettuce and radishes and carrots and all the kind of root vegetables, potatoes, onions. And then the strawberries are going crazy. There are trillions of strawberries, so come on out and see strawberries. And all the bakery counter is loaded with strawberries. Mm-hmm. Lots of berries.
You know, just on a whim a few weeks ago at home, we had a fresh-baked lemon cake with lemon pie filling icing on top of the cake.
Ooh, sounds good.
And we got a great deal on strawberries, and we sliced the strawberries, sugared them, let them sit for a while, put those on top of the lemon cake. It was to die for.
Sounds delicious.
I could not believe how good that was.
You took all the calories out, right?
Hon, look at me. Do I look like I've missed any calories? I didn't get this body eating carrot sticks, okay?
I do want to compliment Charla on the team that she has working out at both the farm and the nursery.
Yeah.
It's amazing that everyone that's in place there just knows exactly what to do, when to do, how to do it.
Yeah.
And I just see things, when I'm out there doing my volunteer work with Charla, I see things running so smoothly. And to see Charla get down in the dirt and, like, when you got that plant planner, okay? She was out there with this piece of
planter.
And just poking a hole in there, putting it, and the plant goes down the hole, and boom, it's there. And it's all done.
Yeah.
And they can plant so quickly, but to sit there and watch the magic happening out there at the farm with the people that have been with her forever.
Yeah.
So apparently it's a good place to work, too.
Yeah, indeed.
We've really built a great staff, and it's awesome to see them all team, you know, the team that is there and that are helping each other and are totally willing to, you know, cross over and say, hey, what do you need, and I'll help
and
you with that
and
get the stuff done. So we definitely couldn't do anything that we do without a great seasoned staff that we've had and many years of that loyalty, and we really appreciate it.
And nobody says that's not my job, do they?
Oh, no, including myself, there's always something that needs to be done.
There's one little thing you should ask her about, another little surprise she surprised everyone with at Hayden's graduation party out at the barn.
Tell us. Fess up.
So it's the kitchen.
It's the kitchen. Oh, gosh, you want to talk about the Army kitchen?
Yes.
All right, you two, you're having too much fun here.
Oh, no kidding. Oh. I go out there, and here she bought this huge, huge, huge surplus army kitchen, where you walk up one row, grab your stuff, and go down the other row. All the food's there. It was amazing. And she goes, yeah, since Hayden's joining the Army, I thought I'd buy an Army kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's where she makes her food. And all the food that was served at the graduation party was complete from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the vegetables, the potatoes, and the pork.
And the pork.
I know where the pork came from.
Homegrown pork.
Homegrown pork.
Yeah. And last but not least, how can people contact you with Mortimer Farms? What's your webpage and your phone number?
Oh, man, all these detailed questions. MortimerFarmsAZ.com. And, come on in, buy and see us at the corner of Ironside.
Where am I at?
You're
at the corner of 169. I'm right off of 169 and 69,
there
okay?
You go. Pretty hard to remember that one.
And then there's these huge fields, and it looks just like a farm. That could be Mortimer Farm.
That could be. Just could be. The big that's, sign helps, too.
That's yeah. the yeah. place, yeah.
Charlotte Mortimer, Gene Lupa, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got Danny Fisher coming in to talk about Coyote Studios. We're going to get our hands all dirty and muddy. Talk about the mud puppies. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, 2 and KQ&A.com.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, a three-pack of Peak microfiber cloths is just $1.99. But they're not just inexpensive, they're innovative. After all, they clean and dry and polish and support our troops. Because for every purchase of Peak microfiber cloths for $1.99, we'll make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. That's no average cloth. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Hi, Ken with the Plants of the Week and our native quaking aspen.
Few experiences capture the magic of nature so well as a quaking aspen dancing in the slightest of breeze.
You'll love their unique bark as it shines white, brand new leaves celebrating spring's arrival.
Plant a row along your driveway or simply as a focal point in the yard.
Hand-picked specimens start at under $100, but we have huge showy models as well.
Waters Garden Center, for people who love their quaking aspen, they love to shop.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 3:23. Hey, the lady walks in with an apron. We know instantly who it is. It must be Danny Fisher. How you been, Danny?
I missed you. How have you been?
Great, great. You know, every time I come to work, I go past your studio, and I always wonder how much fun is going on behind those walls.
It's 724 square feet of fun.
Exactly.
And not an inch is wasted. And I clean constantly, but you're not even going to notice.
That's the key. That's the key.
It's a lot of shifting and moving, and you'll see paw prints or footprints of people coming in and out of the shop, too, but it all washes away in the rain.
And, you know, it's funny because, the people who go to your classes there in the workshops and things like this, they have so much fun, but I wonder if they realize how much work is involved just to restore it every time for the next wave of people coming in.
It's basically catering. I mean, even though I have a shop, I travel with the kiln. The kilns are at my home.
Sure.
So everything goes. We're basically caterers with more like brain candy instead of food, you know.
Hey, what's cool? You did something really cool with Home Depot. Tell us about that.
I am so blessed and proud with how good this is turning out. Of course, it's not by deadline, but that happens when you work this hard with 630 kids in 2 days.
630 kids.
So, Sarah Schnorr had been the principal. She recently resigned, and is moving to Chicago. But she's amazing, and she's actually a cellist that was in our symphony.
Nice.
So she invited me, since I do my mud puppies at Granville. Granville's an HOA, and they couldn't really do murals because of an HOA. Laws are laws.
Sure.
So we did these 4-foot by 4-foot shadow boxes. Home Depot donated about $1,500. Ace Prescott Valley donated $500 in epoxy because there's only a certain kind you can use for the schools. It's safe. And what we did is I went in and donated
my time and supplies, and the school had a little bit. So between the four of us, which was three local businesses and a very small amount from the school, which most likely came from your tax credit money, right in a time when things were crazy and the strikes were going on. In February, we went in and worked with 630 kids in one day, and they all made clay animals. The kindergartners made bugs. The first graders made owls. I'll get to the point of why that's important. They each made a desert animal per grade. There's seven grades, okay? And then we went back last month in May, and they painted the 4x4 shadow boxes that Depot donated. So, for instance, the kindergartners have a giant sunflower that they painted themselves, and then they have a bunch of bees and bugs, and they're 4x4 squares with a clear coating, and we're just so happy. I can't wait to get them up in the schools. And I'm really happy, too, because I've been working with the Humboldt School District for now on and off for almost 20 years, and they have a great 2020 plan that's getting the arts back in the elementary schools. They already have a good amount in the junior highs and the high schools, and I've been kind of not their only program. I mean, they've had the art docents. They have people in the schools that help volunteer, but it's really exciting to be a witness and be here and get to see this happen.
With all these kids you've worked with, have any of them made you go, holy smokes, do you have a talent for this?
I see that constantly all the time with every age and ability, but what I saw in Camp Verde Elementary School this summer is a little boy named Caden in my class who is a handful, and I tell his mom myself, so I'm not afraid to say anything. But we had a class, and he came in really grumpy, and I had to get him in the right direction, and I turned around, and he just had this gold paint, and he was making this painting, and I have it on video, and it's just one of my saving graces for why art's important. I said, Caden, what was your attitude this morning? Sad. Just short video, like, you know, maybe 5 seconds. How do you feel now? Happy. Anybody else here feel sad? No! So the talent, I think, to me, is the talent. Some people, it comes natural, and sometimes it's practice. I think that's the same for everybody. But I just see that they're open to it. And that's you have to be open to it. That's where the talent comes from.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And seeing people with a floppy project, and then their next one's better. Like, they want to throw that first one out sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
But putting it next to the other one and then going, oh, I got it.
Not so bad, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to know anything else that's going on, I'll tell you about the show from Rainbow Westland. Mm-hmm. We have Rainbow Westland. She's a local Dewey Humboldt artist. She's been here 40 years. Never shown in the area, is self-taught, and her paintings are amazing. We're really proud and happy to have her and get it out there, because this stuff belongs in Sedona and all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it's on the East Coast now, which she had another friend that was wanting to help. So Rainbow Westland has a show. There was 16 originals. I took a few down to get my gallery back in order. The show's up till July 13th. We've been doing 3-month shows, and it was our big show where we painted the walls and made the studio an actual gallery, you know. And she's got prints there for sale, but the message in all of them, they're called the circles, and she gets the message and she paints the paintings. There's a lot in there, and people are coming in left and right and buying prints, and once they see it, they can't believe it. They're like, how come I never saw her before? That's why I'm glad my shop's there. These people are right here. We had to take her art out a month and a half early just in case, because she wasn't used to it.
Oh, okay.
You know, but she's this very wonderful person. This is just all new to her, you know. So,
hey, what's this I hear from you about a 2020 plan?
Oh, you want to go back to that? I'm not. I always have to check with the district before I over spew my mouth.
Sure.
But if you look up, well, I love Dan Streeter, and I love what's happening at Humboldt, and I love seeing that the people that were originally principals when I first started my gig here 20 years ago are now like assistant super and in the office. Because as an artist, yes, I love to be dirty and work with the people, but what goes on in there is those people are healers in suits. They're really doing a good job with our Humboldt School District. I really have seen a lot of changes in the last 20 years. So they have a 2020 plan. There are several agendas and visions on getting the community more involved, doing more arts, and there's a bunch that you can find that information out on the website, which I just think is HUSD.org. But one of them is more arts in the elementary schools. And like I said, it's already in the high schools and junior highs, but they're really working hard to bring it back, and they're working on grants. They have an arts grant committee, and just to see it finally come around, because it was cool to be a hero when there was nobody else. Oh,
sure.
That was me. That's great.
Yeah.
But the bigger message, like I said, is these people in the district office, they're still very, like, good people, and they have souls, and their souls are there for the kids.
Speaking of souls for the kids and of artistic people, have you ever heard of a blown glass artist named Dale Chihuly?
I met him.
When did you meet him?
I met him in Pennsylvania, and I was such a dork. I didn't know what to say. I got three books signed by him, and he's my hero. I mean, his story is amazing. He has a team of 100 people that work underneath him, and he goes to Oakland and gets kids from the city every year, teaches them the right way to glass blow.
Do you know why I asked you that?
Why?
I spent last Sunday at his gallery and garden in Seattle.
Oh, awesome. Did you see his big dinner table?
The dinner table, yeah, it's all backlit and everything. It looks like a massive garden with colors you couldn't even imagine. And here's the scary thing. Now, you're an artist. You can appreciate this. Mm-hmm. His whole art gallery, the whole place, if you reach, you can touch it. Of course, you don't. You don't dare get it. It's blown glass. Come on.
Right.
Well, the one you're speaking of is on a platform. I'd say it's about maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And a little girl, about 2 years old, climbed up.
On. Ah!
That's what we all said. We looked like the kid from Home Alone. Ah!
Right?
Fortunately, the parents raced in there and pulled her out before she could touch anything.
Oh, my goodness.
But we were picturing, oh, my gosh, a disaster. Because in the gift shop there, some of his pieces sell for up to $12,000.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
And when you look at it, you go, wow. I mean, the creativity. And this is something you see. It's something you teach, isn't it? Let your imagination run wild, right?
Right. And what I really like about Chihuly is he is more of a vision quester. Now, he's practically blind. He's legally blind.
He has an eye patch
from an accident, ironically, even though he works with glass. That's what he got in his eye. But the other eye isn't so good either.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's been working so hard and making those people connections, he's got a team of 100. These days, he just comes up with the design, and he's got a herd that will take care of that. And it's not, you know, we all have this perception of the pyramids and the gods are kings and the people that are slaves underneath, but really there's no hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
We're all doing a job, and he's got a good crew. So
we were watching a couple of his people do their demonstration in their own kiln. Now, when you call it a kiln, when it's blown glass factory, it's the same thing.
It's a kiln.
Because I was thinking of you when they were doing that.
Do you know he got started? He went to college to go for the arts, and he dropped out. But the way he got into glass is he had a pottery kiln in his basement, and he screwed around with a metal pipe and started messing with it, and he got inspired, and he said, I'm going back to school for glass.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever been out there to his gallery?
No, I would love to. I know his daughter is very young, but has more frequent flyer miles than any of us in the United States.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's easy to find, because you know the Seattle Space Needle. It's mm-hmm. literally right next to it, like 5 steps away, and then 5 steps from that is the Pop Culture Museum.
So it wasn't a personal invite. It was like, just go check it.
We were playing tourist.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, it's an amazing place to see. But you talk about creativity.
And you know, he's at the Botanical Garden as well. You know that he is a huge, it's a permanent thing. Mm-hmm. So you can also find him at the Botanical Garden.
We had a great time.
Thank you for bringing
there.
Up more worldly stuff, too, because we're very local, but
it's
good to be inspired outside, too.
Hey, speaking of being inspired, you and your husband are also musically inspired. Tell us what's going on.
We are Sunfish Earth. My husband and I have been married to for 10 years. I knew him in high school, but we were both too crazy to date.
So tell us what you're doing at the Superstition Meadery.
On July 6th, 7 to 10, come have some very awesome mead. They have the date one. What's the date night? It has like medjool dates and coffee. It's an mm-hmm. amazing mead. So they have meads and more of hors d'oeuvres, tapas, like olive trays, mm-hmm. cheese trays. And 7 to 10, Chris and I will be playing originals and some covers, more kind of a folky, bluesy bluegrass. We're Sunfisher, so we're playing there July 6th, 7 to 10. And I can't wait to see all my friends. I'm so busy all the time. And school just broke, so I can book more gigs.
Ah, there
but,
you go.
You know, the last couple of months of school, I've just been working. So yeah. I just pulled out about 30 pots yesterday by myself, and I'm ready to sing.
Well, I tell you, we arrived back in Seattle just in time to figure out that you might not need a kiln this August in Phoenix because it's really hot.
And always
right
when you're doing an outdoor kiln, call the fire department. Let them know what you're doing. Tell them you're ready for it. They may not stop you if they know you're smart.
Yeah, and that's what it takes.
Yeah, you have to have a partnership with all those people. Sure. Oh, hey, we made the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office coloring book. We designed it. They have a book. I'll leave you one before I go. It's Officer Do Right? It's Officer Do Right, I think, is his name, and it's about gun safety and doing the right thing, and win or lose, you choose. And if you look on the back, it's sponsored by 1AZ Credit Union, and Coyote made it. So
they're giving those out
to all the schools. I just wanted to talk about those kind of partnerships.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely partner with your local, even if they are conformed businesses. You know, everybody knows I'm a hippie at heart, but, you know,
you
really have to walk with all kinds of people, and
you
I'm so glad that I'm getting the recognition, and people are starting to jump in and help me.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I grew up idolizing Rocky and Bullwinkle and Dudley Do Right, but I don't think he's related to
him. No, that was a good show. And then, but they had the same voice. Was it the same person as Yogi Bear?
That I don't know.
I don't know, Yogi. What if the ranger finds out?
Well, boo-boo. Okay. How can people learn more about Clayote Studios?
ClayoteStudios.com, C-L-A-Y-O-T-E, studios.com. You can also find me. It's my phone. It's my business phone. And you may also text at 610-823-3742. We're open every day. We ask that you call if you're coming a long distance, just in case we have a party ahead of you. But you can also walk in. We've got the swamp cooler on, and you can come hang out with us. And I can also tell you a few other places in Prescott Valley that have stuff for families to do.
And you're right at the corner of Robert and Spouse, right?
Yes.
had to think about it, didn't you? There
right.
we go. Because you're inside quite a bit. That's okay. Danny Fisher, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's time for News with Link. Stay tuned, because coming up after that, we're going to talk to the author, Danielle. Danielle Town, hello. The author of Invested, How Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger Taught Me to Master My Mind and My Money on KQ&A.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you're a contractor or an industry partner, Yavapai County Contractors Association needs you. Why? With the YCCA membership, your business can be stronger. We are a referral organization. We represent you on legislative issues. We work with building departments. We are your voice and your strength. YCCA, helping businesses like yours since 1960. Call me, Sandy, 928-778-0040, ycca.org.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782. $782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales, Hoyer's Heating and Cooling, Prescott Brewing Company, You Pick Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Bucky's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volk,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-Backs host the Giants
Monday at 7
on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Your world is created by what you focus on. It's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses. Right now, at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off, and you can use your insurance. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Fraud suspects are using mobile banking applications to take advantage of people. A Prescott area business owner had reported to Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies that unknown suspects had fraudulently deposited more than 40 company checks into several banks across the country. Most of the deposits were made using mobile bank deposit applications involving several thousand dollars.
A review of the fraudulent checks provided by the victim's bank showed that they were handwritten with the victim's and business owner's signature forged. The victim noted that none of the company checks were missing from their business check ledger.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin gives some tips on how to keep from becoming a victim.
Fully shred checks after a mobile deposit. Destroy or shred photocopies of checks provided in receipt when using bank ATMs. Never share banking information unless you have verified the authenticity of the receiver.
Six checks totaling more than $12,000 have been returned to the Prescott business's account for a loss, but fortunately the victim's bank has refunded the money. Another check totaling $128,000 was traced to a business on the East Coast. It eventually bounced due to insufficient funds. A sprinkler system is being credited for putting out a fire inside a Sedona mini storage unit.
At around 11:30 Thursday morning, the Sedona Fire District responded to Storm Master storage units on Shelby Drive. According to Captain Ralph Kurtz, the sprinkler system performed exactly like it should have and saved not only the entire building, but most of the belongings inside the storage unit itself. Firefighters moved the salvageable belongings out of the unit and made sure no fire remained. Only one unit was involved, but a unit next to it suffered slight damage when water seeped through the wall. Damage is estimated to be less than $5,000, and there were no injuries. Sedona firefighters have determined the fire started when the renter lit an incense stick while cleaning out the unit. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny too, mostly sunny this week. Expect an overnight low of 58 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 88 tomorrow and a high of 87 on Wednesday. 61 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 100 and a high on Wednesday of 97. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
KQ&A's Quick Flix is up next, brought to you by Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Hi, folks. It's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
I'm DJ Phone. This is your Quick Flix. Now showing at the Harkins 14. Adrift. Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin are lovers between Tahiti and San Diego, sailing right into a major hurricane. Duh. Let's call 911. Solo. A Star Wars story. A fine young cast, plus a great director and screenwriters. Deadpool 2. Wisecracking foul-mouthed superhero meets mutant monster. Show Dogs. Yeah, it's a real dog. Also showing Avengers Infinity War, Breaking In, Book Club, Life of the Party, Overboard, and Rampage. That's your Quick Flix. I'm DJ Phone.
KQ&A's Quick Flix has been brought to you by Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Well, best-selling author Phil Town is one of the world's top investing gurus. His corporate attorney daughter, Danielle Town, on the other hand, wanted nothing to do with investing. That all changed when she found herself miserably sprinting to keep up with student loans, mortgage payments, taxes, grueling work hours to keep it all going. Well, we have Danielle Town on the phone. So, Danielle, the name of the book that you wrote with your father is titled Invested, How Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger Taught Me to Master My Mind, My Emotions, and My Money with a Little Help from My Dad. So, tell us, to explain that title, just what Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger did to help you master your mind, emotions, and money.
Hi, DJ. Thanks so much for having me. So, yeah, all the knowledge in this book comes from the investing tradition of Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, who started their investing tradition being taught by Benjamin Graham. And then my dad learned from Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. There are a number of other very successful investors who follow the Warren Buffett value investing style as well. And then now my dad has taught me. So it's really this extraordinary transfer of knowledge and of practice that has given me this sort of crazy new way to make money in my life and find an alternate option to just being dependent on my salary. I mean, for retirement, for maybe working a little bit less, for choosing a maybe lower paying job to work part-time, whatever it is that we want in our lives, having another source of income, having another source of financial security is so important, and that's what this can do.
How do you help your readers get past their fear of losing money in the market?
Oh, I was terrified of the whole thing. I mean, it's hard, right? The market is scary, especially right now. We can see it moving up and down, and it's all based on the news. So, first of all, what I did is just start to get myself a little bit informed. Be patient. Take a step back. We don't have to do anything right now with our money. What we need to do is just learn. So what I did was just started to read some business news and just get myself more familiar with the language that these people use. It's not something that is taught to us in school. We shouldn't know this stuff, and yet we feel like we should. And so there's a feeling of like, oh, if I don't know all this financial language, there's something wrong with me. That's not true at all. We don't need to know it. We haven't known it. So it's just a matter of getting used to it, starting to see how these people talk. And then once you get into that, it really changed everything for me because I started to feel more comfortable and I realized that my money is actually a vote. My money is a vote just like voting for president or for congressman. That money is supporting companies that may be doing things I really want to support in the world, or they may be doing things I really don't want to support in the world. And I want to take my money out of the latter and put it into the former. If we all did that, we would actually make a huge change in this market. And that's what got me really interested in this whole investing thing.
And that explains the chapter in your book about getting your heart into the game and how to vote for a mission with your money, correct?
Exactly. If we can, I call it mission. If we can vote for a mission with our money, it not only makes it interesting, for me, it actually took away a lot of that fear. Because the fear comes from feeling powerless, from feeling like, I actually can't do this. And when there's a mission to it, when there's a purpose to it that's greater than just me making money for myself, it shifts the whole perspective for me into something that feels like, I know this sounds a bit crazy, but it feels like I'm a warrior with my money. It really does. It really feels like I'm making a difference. And that's because I am. Just like my vote is making a difference when I vote at the ballot box, my money is making a difference. And if we all did it, as I said, we could really change things quickly.
Tell us about your father's expensive errors checklist and managing your risk with cross-examining a company.
Oh, it's such a good part. So this is a safety feature that he taught me. This is what I love about this style of investing. It really handles your fear. Like, it's all about protecting yourself, making sure you've got safeguards in place. And one way that we do that is we have checklists. So once you have a company that you think you like, check it against the list and make sure we go through all these errors that other people have already made. Let's benefit from mistakes that Warren Buffett has made. Let's benefit from mistakes that Charlie Munger has made. Let's benefit from mistakes my dad has made. And so the list, which is in the book, is straightforward. You just go through, and once you have a company that you've checked against that whole list, and there's a whole process of inversion, as you mentioned, which is, Charlie Munger says, invert, always invert. So you take your argument for a company and you switch it up and you play devil's advocate and you make the argument against that company. Then if you can rebut your argument, then you really have a good company. So there's all these safeguards that we've put into place that will help us to make sure this company will stand up against anything the world can throw at it.
So what's a good first step for someone who's thinking of starting to invest, aside, of course, from reading this book?
The first step is start where you are. Start reading, start researching, start looking around you at the companies that you already are engaged with and have opinions about. I mean, I think public companies tend to feel like they're sort of these unknown, mysterious companies that we like know nothing about what they do or who runs them. But in reality, and there are a lot of those like that, there are also a ton that we directly engage with all the time. I mean, right now, I'm looking at my computer. My computer is a Mac. Okay, so that's made by Apple. So I can go and find out about Apple. And by the way, I actually already have an opinion about Apple simply by using their products. Same thing with a public company like Samsung. That's another one. We use their products. You understand something about them. You might buy your clothing at the Gap. That's a public company. You probably have an opinion about that already. So we start with stuff we're interested in, that we can understand, that's accessible to us. We don't have to start with anything that's too hard. In fact, Warren Buffett has a box on his desk. Warren Buffett, of all people, has a box on his desk that's titled Too Hard. And he keeps it there to remind himself that there are companies that are simply too hard for him, and he shouldn't even bother with those ones. We just stick to what we can understand and really know.
Do you think it's still true that people sell their investments when they're convinced it's topped out, and people buy investments when they're convinced it's bottomed out?
I do think people do that. I think Warren Buffett does that to some extent. It's funny that you mentioned that, because we actually are talking about that exact topic on our podcast. My dad and I have a podcast together called The Invested Podcast, and you can find it on iTunes or Stitcher or anywhere you get your podcasts, or investedpodcast.com. The way my dad taught me to do this is that you don't try to time it at all. You don't try to hit the top, and you don't try to buy it at the bottom. What you do is you get an opinion about what the intrinsic value of that company is, and then you buy it at a price below that value. Now, that might not be the bottom, but you know that you bought it at a really good price, at a really good margin of safety on sale. And then you buy it, you sell it at a price that is above the intrinsic value. And that's it. And that takes off so much pressure for me, because I don't have to try to hit that top or that bottom. That said, he's right now literally teaching me some new stuff about how Warren Buffett is kind of timing the market. Now we're like having arguments about it on our podcast. So there's always new stuff out there that I'm learning about these things.
The authors are Danielle Town and Phil Town. The title is Invested: How Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger Taught Me to Master My Mind, My Emotions, and My Money with a Little Help from My Dad. Danielle Town, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. How, again, can people access your podcast?
The podcast is called The Invested Podcast, and it can be found at investedpodcast.com, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find information about the book and everything we're doing at danielletown.com.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your investments and your publishing.
Thank you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect?
This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Hey, you heard me mention early on about the classic movie series coming not only to the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, where Grease will screen tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for only $5, but completing the summer series movies on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at the Prescott Elks Theater. You heard me say the June movies on Wednesdays, Moana this week, Back to the Future next week, Guardians of the Galaxy on the 20th, Tombstone on the 27th. Coming up on July 11th, once again, it's Grease. On the 18th of July, Dirty Dancing. On the 25th, it'll be Despicable Me with Steve Carell. And in August, on Wednesday, August 1st, it's the return of the original Ghostbusters. On August 8th, Mamma Mia. Remember, the sequel is coming out very, very soon, if it hasn't already. And yes, unfortunately, they do make Pierce Brosnan sing again. However, it was fun to watch. It was great music. And boy, those Greek islands. What a setting for a movie. On August 15th at the Elks, it is Out of Africa, the Sidney Pollack-directed classic with Robert Redford and Meryl Streep. And on August 22nd, Top Gun, featuring Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis, answering the question, what in the world happened to Kelly McGillis? She just kind of disappeared. Well, speaking of the Elks Theater, June is a big month for your favorite band's tribute shows at the Prescott Elks Theater. This Saturday is Mirage, the Fleetwood Mac Music Tribute Band. One week later, on the 16th, it's Led Zeppelin, recalling the rock of Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. Friday, June 22nd, they go back to 1956 for the golden age of jukebox pop and early rock. You can get your tickets for those shows at TAD Shows, that's T-A-D, TADShows.com, or call the Elks Theater at 777-1370 or go to PrescottElksTheater.com. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Chino Valley. Then join me here tomorrow with my guests Kerry Barnes for the Righteous Rods Classic Car Show and Kate Ingalls with Barbara Leonard from People Who Care for their big Lights, Camera, Action fundraiser gala. That's coming up on June 16th. That's all coming your way tomorrow, Tuesday, at 3 o'clock for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.